Good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us live on Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. Over the next couple of hours, we go a lot of different directions, things on the Arizona sports scene. And today, even a little bit of politics. Senator John McCain will join us coming up at 10:30 this morning. We'll talk to the senator about the job that Roger Goodell has done as commissioner. And I'm going to talk to him, too, about the governor's race because the November 6th date right around the corner. And also about the Cardinals and all things sports in the state. I think it's just time. Senator McCain and I get together from time to time. And today, a lot of newsworthy stuff. And I'm very curious on the senator's view of Roger Goodell. Because I was not happy last Friday. And I don't know of anybody that said, boy, that was really great. I'm much more enlightened. Senator John McCain at 10:30. Peter King in about 10 minutes. Every Tuesday, Peter King joins us, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. PeterKingSI.com, senior writer, Monday morning quarterback, editor-in-chief. He was at the press conference last Friday and asked some very direct questions. I also think it's time to ask Peter, what is he hearing around the NFL in regards to Jameis Winston? I know it's early on that. We're only at the end of September, but these guys talk. And has there been anything at all reading ahead to Jameis Winston and how he's just acted like a fool here recently? And Peter may say there's nothing there. Of course, I want to talk to Peter about the Cardinals 3-0 start and Drew Stanton, the job that Todd Bowles has done. He wrote about it this week. Peter King joins us exclusively every Tuesday on the show. We look forward to visiting with Peter here in a few minutes. Last night, I watched the Monday night game. It was a terrific game. Actually, guys, you know, I'm in that space now where you got to take care of yourselves. And this is not me shaking the finger. But I've gotten after it here recently. And so last night, rather than sit, I actually put on the Walkman and on my iPhone, put my old headphones and went out and did my thing and listened to the game and actually walked a few miles last night. And I don't know if you're doing the same thing. Every now and then I get on my soapbox about that, but take care of yourselves, all right? I have to do a better job of that too. But I watched the Bears take care of. The Jets just aren't good. Boy, there's plays that they leave on the field and they're the team that always seems like they're the Washington Generals. The ball bounces off the face mask, or there's balls that are dropped with no one around, or there's just goofy, weird things that happen when it's around the Jets. And I have to tell you, the Bears, Will Sutton played a lot last night for them and actually played pretty well. So that's what I did last night. And I've got basketball starting next week with the Suns in camp. And all the NFL stuff, too. So it's a busy, busy time. It's a great time. October is usually my favorite month of the year in sports because we've got the start of hockey. We've got the start of the NBA. We have all the baseball postseason. I'm still one of the five people that care about baseball in Arizona, I think, because the team here is just awful. And then, of course, in the NFL and in the college end, too. Let's get you caught up things, some of the things on my mind in the world of sports. Brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top. In the beautiful White Mountains. Have you been to the Honda Resort and Casino now that we're coming into fall? What a great time of year. Hey, honey, I think we need to go to the White Mountains. We may not have a cabin up there, but we can stay at the Honda Resort and Casino. They have entertainment. Hey, honey, we can pull down on the slots. We can eat some great food and have some fun and do it up in the beautiful White Mountains, a great part of Arizona. Just from a tourist standpoint, if you haven't been up to the White Mountains, you need to check it out in fall. What a great time to be at the Honda Resort and Casino. Again, just outside of Pine Top, they've been a part of Sports 360 AZ. Since day number one, that's the Honda Resort and Casino. Peter King here in about 8 minutes. So we have the UCLA-ASU game on Thursday night. I'm going to go to that. I'm actually thinking about working it for some reason. Eric, you're going, right?
Yes, not as a fan, though, as a... So as a contracted employee of Sports 360 AZ.
Are you gonna shoot the game? Be on the side? I have no idea.
Yes, I am.
So Eric gets to go to the game.
It's good that you're up to speed on our schedules.
Puts
too.
A camera on his shoulder and gets to stand there on the you'll stand on the UCLA sideline.
Depends.
Typically.
It depends.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just try to shoot different sides. Sometimes I shoot on the sideline, sometimes I shoot from the end zone, sometimes I'm on the ASU side, sometimes I'm on the visitor side.
So there's guys that are working right now that are saying to themselves, self, Eric gets to talk sports with Brad, and they hang out, and he gets to go stand down on the field with a camera, and that's his job, and I'm sitting here slaving away doing this or that. Trust me, it's not all that glamorous. No, it's not bad. I mean, are you a little jacked up for this game? This is not New Mexico on the road.
I'd be more jacked up if Taylor Kelly was playing.
Just, seriously, you don't
just
think they're going to do well?
Me.
You don't
no, think, I think ASU has a chance because certainly UCLA has their share of warts as well. But I would like to see Taylor Kelly against Brett Hundley, and maybe we'll see Brett Hundley against Mike Bercovici.
I've been texting
We'll see Mike Bercovici against Rick Neuheisel's kid. Who knows?
I've been trying to get Hundley to come on the show, and obviously with his I've known him for a long time, and obviously with what's going on with his injury thing, it's dicey. And I hate those interviews where, look, we're not going to talk to you about, are you going to play or not? And he'll say, well, I don't know. We'll see. And he'll laugh. And then you say, okay, I asked the question. Okay, what's it going to be like coming into Sun Devil Stadium for the final time? Because he's not going to come back here. But at this point, I don't know.
It's a big game, though. There's no doubt about that, regardless of who's playing quarterback.
No, it's fun. It's fun. But I think the Cardinals is where everyone is today. We didn't touch much on the brawl yesterday. I mean, we got into the brawl. If you didn't see the brawl at the end of the Cardinals 49ers game in one of the stairwells, we have the video of it, and we touched on it yesterday. And in the last 24 hours, I've had people that have said, "Boy, what do you make out of the brawl?" It happens. Maybe I'm just numb to seeing things that get out of control at sporting events, but we have the video of it, and somebody pulled out their camera phone, of course. And look at how high up they are. I mean, there's a rail right there. And they're down the rail, and people are still just watching the game. And finally, some people come on up. We don't know what port of the game this was in, do we?
No, it's just, I don't know. You've got kids, and a lot of our listeners and watchers have kids.
Sure.
And if you're watching right now on the stream, and you need another reason to drop $500 to go see a Cardinal game, no. We'll be watching at home. And we're going to stay away from the drunks and the lunatics and the idiots because the 49er fans are really, Brad, kind of becoming like the new
Raiders.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Raiders Chargers. Growing up in San Diego.
Same with the Chargers.
Raiders
yep.
Chargers. It was just like take your life into your own hands. I mean, you just knew going in. And
just,
I saw
what's just ugly. Just so unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah, but look, here's the thing. That shot was in the upper deck. So I've said this before, when you go to a college game, okay, people go to college, right? So they're there to support their team. Their supporting team, they are educated. That's not the case with professional sports. Professional sports, not everybody's educated and has decorum and handles themselves in the right way. Doesn't mean that it's not a good product. Doesn't mean it's not worth going to. There is that side of it. Well, I've been to too many. It doesn't matter, really, if it's up top or down below. But more often than not, it's up in the higher seats. It just is. On the field, they dodged a bullet with Antonio Cromartie. There's no question about that. The part that caught me yesterday about Bruce Arians, after yesterday's show, I went over to the Arians press conference. And he talked about Tyrann Mathieu a little bit. And look, coming off a severe knee injury, it's going to take some time. Here's Bruce Arians on Tyrann Mathieu.
He was way too apprehensive and afraid he was going to cost us. You could tell him look in his eye. And we had a little talk right before the kickoff of the second half about letting it go. And don't be out there thinking you're going to cost us. We wouldn't put you out there if you're going to cost us.
So, playing a little bit scared. Arians on the toughness of Drew Stanton.
I kept asking him on the headset, you okay? Are you faking? He said, I'm okay. He wasn't faking, though. That was a vicious hit that he took, and I thought both were really, really good calls. The second one was on the tape last year, sent out by the referees. You can't leave with the crown of your helmet on a quarterback, and so that was a very good call.
And we'll talk more about Drew Stanton with Peter King on the other side. Peter King joins us next. Peter King, Monday Morning Quarterback, SI.com. Peter King, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. That is on the other side. I'm Brad Susmat, Sports 360. AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. You can follow me on Twitter at Brad Susmat.
For original, in-depth Arizona sports news you care about, follow us on Twitter at Sports360AZ.
It's
It's Great Tuesday across the great state of Arizona. Brad Sussmat, Sports 360 AZ. We partner with the Arizona Republic and AZ Central on Twitter, at Brad Sussmat. In about 15 minutes, Senator John McCain will join us. Talk to him about the press conference on Friday with Commissioner Goodell and all the things going on in the Arizona sports scene. He is back in the governor's race, too, which comes up on November 6th. We'll talk with Senator John McCain. Peter King joins us now, SI.com senior writer, MMQB editor-in-chief. Peter King, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial and their advisor, Jeremy Kitamura, about planning for a more confident retirement. Jeremy's office in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he can be reached at 480-922-4216. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brad. Boy, you got John McCain on. I'd be really curious to hear what he said about the Goodell press conference and about what's going on in the NFL. It's very, very interesting, very topical today.
Well, and I heard you ask direct questions during the press conference on Friday. You were there, and I want to get in, obviously, to the undefeated Cardinals and so many great angles, but let's just get right into that. What did you make out of Friday and his press conference?
Well, I mean, I think, clearly now he has said that nobody in his office saw it. And so now we'll see what Robert Mueller comes up with. Goodell is on record as saying that it hasn't been seen. And now we'll see if Robert Mueller agrees with that. And if he does, I think that the commissioner probably is in the clear. If he doesn't, if he says that the videotape has been seen, then I think there are going to be some people who are going to want a really good explanation and a reasonable explanation from Roger Goodell about the inconsistency there. I was disappointed he did not address anything of substance about Ray Rice.
Yeah.
He basically hit, he said it's in the investigation. I don't want to get into the absolute specifics of it. But, I don't know why. I think he just should have said, here's what Ray Rice said to me in the meeting, and this is what I believe the truth is. But anyway, I think at the end of the day, what we're really going to care about is what the former FBI director, who, by the way, how do you think he feels? This guy was director of the FBI for 12 years. When he hears of all the pundits out there saying that this investigation is going to be compromised because of his law firm that he's been associated with for a grand total of 4 months, because this law firm has done business with the league before. I think his investigation is going to be, and again, let's see if he gets people to give enough answers, but I think his investigation will definitely be on the up and up. So we'll see what happens.
Peter, why haven't we seen, this is just me thinking out loud, I'd like to see the players' union and the commissioner stand together and address this whole domestic violence moving forward. Why have we not seen that? Peter?
Brad, I think that when you look at just the whole specter of this, I thought Steve Bisciotti said something really good yesterday when he said, hey, well, in essence, the league has been so far behind on this. And you could tell that he was a little bit frustrated about it. And I think that most people should be frustrated that the league was way behind on this issue. So to me, when we basically wipe away all of the other stuff, all the other controversial parts of this, I think the biggest thing is that if I'm John McCain, the biggest thing I'm wondering, are you kidding me? Policy on domestic violence in your league, especially because of all these incidents. That's the thing that I think is the takeaway from this that really I'm a little bit befuddled by myself.
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm just thinking players union at some point, I'd like to see them arm in arm on this one. Let me switch over. Peter King with us for a couple of minutes, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. Best of the 3-0 teams here in Arizona, every fan standing says, we have the best 3-0 team out here in Arizona. From what you've seen so far, what do you make out of this 3-0 team versus the others?
Well, a couple of things that I think are phenomenal. I wrote about this morning at the MMQB. I talked to Todd Bowles yesterday, and I basically said, I cannot believe how often you're playing your safeties in combination packages. You know, it's clear right now that Tyrann Mathieu is not 100%. You know, he had a devastating knee injury, and he still is trying to get back to health. But how fortunate are they, when you think about it, how fortunate are they that, and I mean, I did not watch the entire game. I watched a lot of it, though,
sure.
On Sunday. But I thought Deion Buchanan, you know, made a couple of really good plays. He's so disciplined, and he's such a smart player. He stays home when he's supposed to. He doesn't get fooled. And I think both Rashad Johnson and Tony Jefferson, I mean, America does not know who these guys are, but they will. I think especially Tony Jefferson. I mean, this guy, an undrafted kid from Oklahoma, who just is, to me, I thought he made three or four really good plays on Sunday. And look, you got to hand it to Todd Bowles and to Bruce Arians for giving him the independence. Hand it to Todd Bowles for basically saying, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses that I don't have Carlos Dansby and Darrell Washington anymore. I'm going to put some safeties in there. I'm going to put smaller guys in there, hope that they don't change up and run on us. And I'm going to put them in there, and they're going to play against tight ends, and they're going to blitz, and we're going to be okay. And so far, he's been absolutely 100% right.
He's a head coach next year somewhere, isn't he?
I think he is going to be a head coach. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell whether it's going to be next year or the year after. And, you know, hey, we're only three games into it right now. But
sure,
I'll tell you this about Todd Bowles. Very, very good pedigree because, you know, as I wrote today, I mean, here's a guy who played for Joe Gibbs and who coached under Bill Parcells. So he's had a lot of good training.
And the Drew Stanton story, I know you spoke with him on Sunday night. I mean, the leading passer in the NFL on third down is Drew Stanton 3 weeks into the season. I've not seen a better story roll through out here in a while.
Well, it's a little bit, you hate to compare to, just in terms of a story, it's a little bit like Kurt Warner, where, you know, you never thought that this guy was ever going to be a contributing player on a winning team. Obviously, this goes back when Kurt Warner was way back in Green Bay and just trying to get tryouts for teams, you know, before he exploded in St. Louis. But the great part of the Drew Stanton story that I just thought of this before I talked to him on the phone, but, you know, think of Drew Stanton before the last couple of weeks. What do you think of? I'll tell you what I think of the guy who the New York Jets signed and then a week later had to sort of embarrassingly eat a $500,000 roster bonus when they signed Tim Tebow. And I never had heard Stanton say anything about it. And so I asked him about it, and he said, are you kidding me? I mean, it was embarrassing. It was terrible. And that was really interesting. But he said, you know, if you look at it, really, if the New York Jets hadn't signed Tim Tebow, I wouldn't be here right now,
right?
Because they wouldn't have traded me to Indianapolis, and I wouldn't have gotten to know Bruce Arians. And so how, I mean, you got to love guys who take advantage, who make a crap sandwich into filet mignon. And that's exactly what he did. And, you know, good for him. Really, really good for him that in these two games, say what you want about how he's ridden the defense or whatever. But let's be honest. He had two really impressive drives on Sunday, you know, culminating in the John Brown catches. And two games now, I don't know how many throws, 60 or 70 throws so far, no interceptions. That is what Bruce Arians wants.
SI.com senior writer Peter King, MMQB editor-in-chief. Before I let you go, what are you hearing about Jameis Winston around the NFL?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Peter, what are you hearing about Jameis Winston around the NFL?
Oh, yeah. Well,
anything?
You know what I think it is? I think that, you know, as one NFL person said to me over the weekend, this is a guy who really needs to stay in school next year. I said, why? And he goes, because he needs to have a track record that's good rather than everybody thinking that this guy's an absolute disaster. And he said, I don't think he'd be picked in the first round if he goes out in 2015. And so that is going to be a very interesting thing. Is he going to understand how much damage he's done to his reputation? You know, is he really going to understand that? So if he does understand that, then he's going to say, I need to prove myself, and I need to stay in school one more year. And again, a lot can change in the next few months, but if I were him, I'd be thinking seriously about staying in 2015 at Florida State.
Last question, I'll let you go. Game or storyline you're most looking forward to this coming week?
There's not a real great marquee game this weekend. I think, you know, maybe the one thing that I would say is, if you're looking at the Philadelphia-San Francisco game right now, I think this is one of those things, you know, where Jim Harbaugh, a lot of times, basically, he is a circle the wagons, rally the troops, we got to win this week. And he's never had a long losing streak, you know, with the 49ers.
Right,
so
right.
I think that they're going to be ready to play, and I think he's going to get his guys to understand that this really is sort of, and it is a vast overstatement, but this is really an Armageddon game. We have to win this game against Philadelphia.
Thanks, Peter. As always, appreciate the time.
Hey, appreciate it, Brad. Thank you.
Talk next week. Peter King with us every week. SI.com, MMQB, Peter King. Brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeremy Kitamura about planning for a more confident retirement. Jeremy's office is in Scottsdale, and he can be reached at 480-922-4216, 480-922-4216. Peter King with me every Tuesday exclusively here on Sports360AZ.com. Senator John McCain on the other side. I'm going to ask him about the job that Roger Goodell did last Friday in the press conference. Also need to hear from the senator on the governor's race. I'm going to talk a little politics with him. And what he sees out of the sports teams. It's always good to catch up with Senator John McCain. That's next. I'm Brad Sussmat.
Like our Facebook fan page for unique Arizona sports content from the high schools to the pros. Facebook.com/Sports360AZ.
Senator John McCain joins us for a couple of minutes now. Brad Sussmat, Sports 360 AZ. We partner with the Arizona Republic and AZ Central Sports. They carry the show every day, day in and day out. Of course, you can hit me up on Twitter. Hit me over the head on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, C-E-S-M-A-T. It's a great time to talk sports with Senator McCain because we have an undefeated NFL team. We have undefeated college teams in Tempe and in Tucson. We have a baseball team that we're just not going to spend much time on with Senator McCain. And in all seriousness, Senator, I appreciate you coming on. I sent Eric a text last night, my producer, when I had heard about the launching of airstrikes in Syria and the seriousness of that and thought perhaps we may not be speaking to one another today. I know this is a serious day. We have sports as a backdrop, but I appreciate you coming on.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Brad. And I've told you many times when I was running for president, my failed effort, the thing that would make me relax is to late at night is to find out what's going on with Arizona sports, and I was so happy today. I can tell you that's the happiest time I have had in a long time. I'm not sure who I think we should who I want us to beat more, Seattle or San Francisco, but I kind of think San Francisco because of Harbaugh. You know, so it was really a wonderful Sunday, and this team, I think they're very resilient. And by the way, I understand from reading the paper that Cromartie is not the injury is not that bad.
Yeah, they dodged a bullet on that one, Senator. With the bye week, he'll be ready to go against Peyton Manning next week at Denver. So,
well, you know, looking ahead, we could be undefeated after six games.
Well.
I'm
one of those, John, Senator, I'm one of those that I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Going to Denver and beating Peyton Manning, and you remember 2 years ago in Wisenhunt's final year here,
yeah.
They started out 4-0, and I'm not saying it's the same deal. It's a completely different roster, completely different feel. I'm curious, how well, if at all, do you know Bruce Arians? Because I think you'd really like him as a guy.
Well, everything I know about him, he's quite a guy. But I liked Ken Wisenhut, too, and I know you did, too. He was a very fine man. Whether he is a good coach, I note that Tennessee is not doing very well either. And so we wish him luck, though, there, because he really is a very decent guy. The thing that's interesting me, so much of it is, but this young man, Brown, my God, he looks like he's still in high school.
And if I'm standing against him, you know, I'm 6'8", so I tower over him anyways, but in just visiting with him, here's a guy, Senator, that has great speed and a confidence about him from Little Pittsburgh State Gorillas.
Amazing.
And he's taken some catches away from Fitz, in all honesty, from what I've seen. Mm-hmm. But that's life in the NFL. And you look at the three receivers between Floyd and Fitz and John Brown and this kid Ellington at running back, and we haven't even talked about Drew Stanton yet. It's really a remarkable story going on the field.
Yeah, and frankly, the defense has been so much more than we thought it would be given the injuries we have. So, knock on wood. Listen, it's wonderful. It's wonderful for the fans all over the state, especially in the Valley. I saw enthusiasm there on Sunday that was remarkable. And after sitting through this baseball season, we need it. And let's go Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes are really, Shane Doan may be amongst my two or three favorite athletes I've ever known. He's such a great guy, and hopefully he deserves a good supporting cast. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to know these Canadians, the new owners. Mm-hmm. I think they're committed. I think they're going to spend some money. And so I hope everybody that's a fan will give them a chance and go out and see them. I really think we still have the best manager in all of hockey and Tippett. I really do. And so hope springs eternal there too, my friend.
Well, and I think, and Senator John McCain with us, I think you and I have said this through the years. This is one of those seasons, once again, where show something that there's not problems between Glendale and ownership, and fans want to just see commitment. And I agree with you, Senator, that I see a commitment. I just want to put everything that's been negative in the rearview mirror. And it feels like whenever they get three or four steps ahead or 3 or 4 months ahead, something pops up. And this hopefully is the year where there isn't anything that pops up unforeseen around them.
And they need a couple, or at least one or maybe two, really top flight expensive players. You know that.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing that they're going to go out and get them. They do that, I think that would bolster all of our morale. But really, they are very, very fine people. I've met them on several occasions, and such a dramatic change from what it was before. So I'm excited, and also I don't know what's going to happen with the Suns with this Bledsoe deal, but we've got, at least we had some exciting basketball last year, and that was good.
Huh? You're not giving up, are you? I mean,
no.
I'm on the mindset of, Eric, you're not LeBron James. I understand that his agent is representing you. That doesn't mean that you're worth LeBron James' money. It's somebody's been speaking in his ear and saying things that just aren't reality-based, I think.
I know. It's strange, isn't it? And U of A, that's one of the most phenomenal comebacks in football history. I turned it off. I don't know about you, but I was watching in beginning of the third quarter, and I say, this one, there's no chance. And of course, the Sun Devils have got three tough weeks ahead, so that'll be interesting. Look, we live in an exciting time in the Valley for sports, well, in the state even. With that comeback that U of A made showed that Rodriguez is a very good coach, you know that, and a well-conditioned team.
Well, and tonight, the Final Four committee is coming in from Indianapolis for a site survey, and I've maintained through my 22 years here in the state that the greatest sporting events, the Super Bowls are terrific. I'm not downplaying them. Final Fours are at a different level for me because of the enthusiasm in four different fan groups. We've never had a Final Four here, and they're coming in today. They're going to be here for 24 hours on the ground. There hasn't been a Final Four west of Dallas in numbers of years. So I'm very hopeful that the Final Four gets here and that people get on the bandwagon to bring that event into the Valley.
Well, there also has to be more work done on our, speaking as a politician.
Sure, sure.
More work done on our image nationally, and we don't need to pass laws that people view are discriminatory, and we have to tell the people the truth about our state and our valley, that we welcome everybody to our state, and we are proud of our weather, we're proud of our people, we're proud of our environment here, and obviously it's not the worst place on earth to be in January.
And people are other cities still using that against Arizona?
Senator? Oh yeah, they try to, of course, to try to get some advantage, but it's lost its impact. I just whoever our governor is, and you know I'm supporting Doug Ducey, but whoever our governor is, I think understands this, and we're a great state, and we're proud of our heritage, and we're proud of our Hispanic heritage, and we're proud of our Western heritage, and we're proud that we have a valley that so many people want to live and work and raise their families, and that's our message.
You know, the governor's race is in a few weeks here, November 6th, and you are supporting Ducey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've known him well. I also know Fred Duvall well,
sure.
And I like Fred. He's a friend, but I just happened to feel that Doug would do a better job as governor of our state. I think he did a good job as the treasurer, and so. But it's not that I'm against Fred Duvall. It's just that I very much favor Doug Ducey, who I think has a business background as well as serving as the state treasurer. So, but all I'm asking is if anybody supports either candidate, just get out and vote, will you? Come on and let's make sure we get everybody's voice is heard, and let's go Coyotes, okay?
You know, and as the sports guy, I do pay attention to your stance on things and obviously what's going on, and I appreciate how much attention you play on the sports end. Before I let you go, there's a couple things NFL-related. You wrote an HGH letter. Tell me about that and your stance and what the NFL has done here in the last week.
Well, it had been 3 years since the player-owner agreement and their commitment to test for HGH, and they still hadn't done it. And so a couple of us wrote a letter saying, hey, get off the dime. And now they have reached an agreement, and I'm glad of it. I appreciate it. We congratulate them. The problem, Brad, as you know, is that if this use of these HGH, performance in pads, is allowed, then you're going to see it go all the way down to the college and even high school level. I was a mediocre high school football player, and I emphasize mediocre. And if I'd been in high school and I was a linebacker and they said, hey, check a little of this, and you're going to be All-State, or you're going to be able to play football in college or in the pros, I guarantee you, when you're that young, as you know, you don't think about the future. We cannot allow this usage spread. And as we speak today, there are people in laboratories that are developing substances that they could beat this system in testing.
Right, and it was a strong stance taken, and a stance at a time. I felt the story got overshadowed because of everything that's happened in the National Football League. And you have said on this show before that you like Roger Goodell, okay? And we have not talked here in a couple of months. Everything that's gone on, you may still like him. My question is, do you still have faith in him to lead the NFL?
I think it's questionable. Mr. Goodell made one fundamental error. And he is partially a politician because he obviously needs the support of the fans. You should never have a press conference unless you got something to say. Now you tell me what he really had to say in that press conference. So he got a very negative response. If If he had been a smart politician, he would have said, here's what I'm doing, A, B, C, and D. And here's what I've concluded, and we are going to enact whatever, you know, whatever it is they decide to enact. Instead, he held a press conference, and he said, we're going to do better. Well, that's nice. Did anybody think otherwise or hope otherwise? So I think Mr. Goodell maybe needs a lesson in PR, because if you're going to have a press conference, you better have something to say that people will be able to take some comfort from. And obviously that wasn't the case. So he found himself, and I listened to the whole thing. I was riding in the car.
Sure.
He kept repeating the same thing over and over and over again. So he got the predictable reaction from about 95% of the sports writers in America and observers saying, what was that all about? And so if I were advising Mr. Goodell, and I'm sure he's not seeking my advice, I'd say, get a plan together real quick and hold a press conference real quick and give the American people, American sports fans, football fans, give them some specifics. I didn't get a single specific out of that. Did you accept
that?
No. He appointed three women to give them advice. But, and?
Is it time for a change there? I'm not asking you if you're saying, Brad, we need to change. I guess I should put it this way. Are we approaching that point where you're saying to yourself, maybe this isn't working with the way that this is being run?
I think, you know, I'm very reluctant to weigh in as to whether he should stay or not. That's much up to more of the people who love professional football and the owners. But I would suggest strongly that Mr. Goodell at least immediately change his approach to the issue and give the NFL fans all over the country something that can give them some confidence that things are going to be different. And so far, he hasn't done that.
I'll let you go off that, Senator.
How's that for equivocating?
That's you're just fine. You did just fine. One foot in front of the other, John.
Right.
Thanks, Senator. Stay well.
Okay, pal. See you. Bye.
Stay well. There's, of course, John McCain. Senator John McCain with us for a few minutes. And I had not heard him supporting anybody in the governor's race. And he supported Doug Ducey. And his comments on Roger Goodell, very interesting. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. We join you every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. for a couple of hours on Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic. AZ Central Sports carries our show as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, C-E-S-M-A-T. Weigh in next. We're going to head out to ASU here in a couple of minutes. Sports360AZ.com. Brad Sussmat with you. Thanks again to Senator John McCain and also Peter King. Peter King joins us every week here on the show. If you missed any part of the interviews, they, of course, run all day, all night, and into next day on our show page, upper right corner. Just click on it, and you can check it out on Sports360AZ.com. A couple stories as the show has progressed, and we'll get to Jared here in a second. So Brett Hundley is working out over at UCLA today with a big old brace on his throwing arm. I have to believe that I'm looking at him backwards. He has a brace on his arm. I'm just going to leave it at that. I have to believe that this game should be sold out, and it's not. It's not as of yet. Is this a surprise to us, E, that the game's not sold out?
No.
Yeah. I think we always go through this. Every year we go through these gyrations. Is the Notre Dame game sold out?
I don't know if it is, but that game will be.
I mean, come on. I understand it's a Thursday night. You're too well to attend school the next day type of thing. Saw where Todd Graham put out like this excuse note for people to print off that they can take into their place of work and say, hey, boss, I am not going to be out at work on Friday because I'm too well to attend. I'm going to the ASU-UCLA game. That's the way it should be. Is Jared there? Should we go to? Yeah, let's go to Jared. Jared Cohen, Sports360AZ.com. Out at practice. Where are you right now?
I'm in the Tillman Tunnel, actually, which is pretty cool. But we're just, they're practicing at Sun Devil Stadium today. They're about to get off the field here momentarily.
Yeah. Do you get fired up? Do you want to put eye black on when you're in the Tillman Tunnel?
Part of me really wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, you just kind of, you kind of envision what it would look like on game day, and it kind of gives you chills a little bit. But it's definitely really cool what they've done down here and how they've set it up. And if you ever have the opportunity to check it out, if you're a fan, especially if you're a diehard Sun Devil fan, you can see what they've done down here and what the players see all the time. It's really cool.
What are your plans after practice is done? Who are you going after today? Who do you want to talk to today?
I think we're going to talk to Mike Bercovici, if possible. I know he spoke yesterday, but, you know, why not give it another shot? He's
sure.
Kind of a big deal these days. But then also Demarius Randall is a guy that's on my radar. He's a player that, one, speaks well, and he's always good to talk to, especially after practice leading up to a big game. But two, you know, the secondary has been a point of interest for ASU. They've had their ups and their downs, and he's one of the leaders of the secondary, and they're really going to have to play well against an explosive UCLA offense.
All right. Be brilliant out there. I'll talk to you later.
You too.
It's Jared Cohen in the Tillman Tunnel, and he'll put up content on sports360az.com throughout the day and night as we get ready for the matchup. UCLA is ranked 11th. ASU is ranked 15th. Is this a playoff game in September for the Final Four in college football? How many opportunities is Arizona State going to have on their roster and resume to put out in front of those that are in this committee to say, well, this team should be part of the Final Four? Yeah, nobody's giving them a shot. Is it Tim Brando who's doing the game on Fox Sports 1 who has ASU ranked 6th in the nation?
That's nice of him to do that.
He ranked them 6th.
Really, it's really nice of him to do that.
And he's doing the game Thursday night?
Correct. He is. Yep.
We should get him on because, I mean, he's got a national show and all that stuff. 6th. Come on.
And Tim Brando is just a great play-by-play guy. I love listening to his
games.
Yep.
All right. But look, if you beat UCLA, you jump up what? Top 10? You jump up 4 or 5 spots? You're just on the outside looking in. You need to get up to the Final Four. You're not going to have many chances with big games to send to that committee now. And you can't tell me that committee's not going to look at, well, who did they beat and when did they beat them? Of course they are. So the loser of this game, and I know we hear this, well, you can have one loss early in the season. You can't have a loss early in the season against a team that's ranked in front of you, because now you really need help to get past them. If you're able to beat UCLA on Thursday night, I think you move into the 9-10 spot, somewhere around there. You have USC the following week. You're going to be over in Los Angeles. You're going to have the LA market looking at you. If you're able to win there on the road, now you're at 7-6, somewhere around there. And you still have the Notre Dame game. So that's why these next 2 weeks, you at least have to come out with a split against the LA schools. Here is Todd Graham on the biggest keys for ASU on Thursday night.
Number one is going to be ball security, owning the football, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. So turnover ratio is obviously huge in this game. But I think explosive plays is second. And and they have been explosive. I mean, they've been, you know, both years we've played them, they've hit explosive plays, and it's because they got really dynamic receivers and explosive guys at the skill positions. And obviously, they got an incredible, quarterback that can extend plays and make great things happen.
But are they going to be able to pressure the quarterback? If you look at ASU through their first 3 games, and look, it's not against UCLA or USC or Notre Dame. Their first 4 games, I should say. They've not been able to go out and really get after the quarterback like I think they're going to need to do on Thursday night.
And Brad Graham said yesterday at his press conference, he certainly sounds like he's assuming and the coaches are preparing that Brett Hundley will play on Thursday.
Of course. He's out there practicing in a yellow jersey with a big old brace on his arm.
No. It's a big secret. It's a big secret. Jim Mora doesn't want any secrets out, but yeah, everybody knows that he's practicing. If you're practicing, you're likely going to play.
Sure. Sure. But has ASU gotten after the quarterback? That's my point. They have not been able to do that so far this season.
Yeah, and they haven't seen a quarterback, even a shell of the talent that Brett Hundley has.
Here's Todd Graham on Brett Hundley and what makes him so tough.
Brett's such a big guy. He's hard to tackle, and he's really hard to hit. And so you just got to be under control, and you got to get a lot of people around him tackling.
I still can't believe, if you go back through the recruitment of Brett Hundley And I've known about him and seen him and gotten to know him from his freshman year. I heard about him in Pop Warner, 7th, 8th grade, out in Chandler. I can't believe that ASU could never even get a sniff on Brett Hundley. They never got a sniff on him.
Now, was that Erickson's staff?
It was Erickson.
Because Hundley is, what, a redshirt junior?
Right.
So this is his fourth year at UCLA. Yeah,
it was
gotcha.
Erickson's staff never got a sniff. And what I was told, there was never a shot. And the thing is, when Erickson's staff would roll out to Chandler High School and out to Hamilton and all the schools that you're going to go to get the high-end players, they didn't comport themselves like the others did. It wasn't that they were jerks. It was just they kind of rolled in with shorts, flip-flops, shirt untucked, kind of like, hey, how's it going?
Not on a helicopter?
Not on a helicopter. and not in a way that says, we speak victory. Boy, I sound like Todd Graham when
Yikes.
I roll that off. I know.
And that wasn't even really scripted. That
no,
just kind of happened.
Not scripted at all. There's just a way that you go about your business. And during the Erickson tenure, the way they went about their business was sloppy, quite frankly. And I heard that from a number of coaches here in the Valley. So you look at a kid like Brett Hundley coming back here. Where would ASU's program be if Brett Hundley had stayed? Well, look at how great Taylor Kelly's been. Yeah, Taylor Kelly's been terrific, okay? But if you're able to get Brett Hundley, you're probably able to get a few other guys that have bolted the state that have could have been difference makers. And I think the program would be on equal, if not better, footing. They're different types of quarterbacks, okay? They still would have had success with Brett Hundley, probably more success with him at quarterback.
And Brad, we don't know if Taylor Kelly would have been a good quarterback in Erickson's system, because Graham's system and Erickson's system, similar, but not totally the same. So who knows what Kelly would have been like if Kelly even would have stayed. That's, you know, that Kelly should be very happy that Todd Graham took over, because ever since he got here, that guy's career is elevated.
What would Brett Hundley be like if he had Jalen Strong?
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And look, Taylor has done the right thing.
Yep.
Throw it up, and I'll run under, and I will catch it.
Correct. I will high point the ball,
yeah,
because
I
am 6'3",
right,
and I'm stronger, and I'm faster, and I can jump higher than pretty much any cornerback in the nation.
So, you know, I see it this way. When big-time players come back, and they roll through, and they go to other schools, and you're asking yourself, why did Trent Murphy go to Stanford, and then as a first-round pick by the Washington Redskins? Why did Andres Pete, who's just killing it, he's been a little nicked up this year, but he's just killed it at Stanford at left tackle. What if he had stayed here?
And Trent Murphy was not nearly as highly recruited as Pete was. Murphy was like a 2- or 3-star recruit.
What if Devin Allen had stayed and said, I'm not going to Oregon? Because I brought this up when Devin said he was going to Oregon. You know, give me a good receiver that's come out of Oregon in the last dozen years. And now Devin Allen's killing it up at Oregon. My point is, if the staff had been committed and handled themselves in a different way, it takes time to change perception. And now reality is setting in with the way that DJ Foster has been a local kid who stayed here, who's having success, which sets up a kid like Christian Kirk over at Saguaro that everybody and their brother is after. Jim Moore is out there last week, coaches from around the country out there last week watching him. The damage that's done when you have a coach in place and a staff in place that's not committed to winning, it will come back to when this Thursday night, there's a kid from Chandler High School who will be a first-round pick in all likelihood in next year's NFL draft that never gave the school a sniff. And that's really too bad. It's really too bad. Hey, Santan Ford, let's talk about Santan Ford for a couple of minutes. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Recently, my wife took the expedition and she and I took it for a drive. And I'm like, you know, we've had this expedition through a lot of kids, 4 kids. And we've rolled up a lot of miles on this. And I think it's time to get you out of this into a new vehicle. And of course, she's like, oh, we don't really need to do that. I'm fine with this. It's great. No, it's time. So I went over and looked at the certified pre-owned vehicles. The certified pre-owned Explorer caught my eye. Instead of hauling around 4 kids, it's down to 1, as 3 are just out doing their thing in the world now. And so we decided to trade in the Expedition for the Explorer. She's thrilled beyond belief. She's like, I didn't know. It's been a while. And usually, guys, if you buy a new vehicle for mama, mama's real happy. In this case, she's like, I don't know. I'm fine just driving what I'm driving. Pretty simple lady. But the Explorer's made a lot of sense for us wherever we go. If it's just running over to Costco to hang out, or if it's even heading downtown to check out how my daughter's doing over Grand Canyon University, or to take a trip up to the White Mountains, the Explorer makes a lot of sense for us. How about you? The vehicle that you're in right now, does it make the most sense for you and your family? What if you said, hey, mama, let's get out of this vehicle we're in? Or what about yourself? Why don't you stop by into Santan Ford? General Manager Tim Hovick, big backers of ASU, of the Cardinals, of the Diamondbacks. He's involved in the sporting community, the sporting landscape. Santan Ford, just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista. Or go to santanford.com. That's Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic AZ Central Sports. They carry our show every day. On our website, sports360az.com, we have the recruiting roundup. Terrific content, rock and refuel recruiting roundup. It's good stuff there on the high school front. Who's going to what colleges are looking at the latest and greatest high school players, the up-and-comers, not just a bunch of seniors. We're talking all through the high school ranks. That's there for you. Content around the sports scene. I've got my three-dot thoughts, things that I see in the sporting landscape. Shows, content that you may have missed on the high school, college, pro level. Thanks for being with us.